This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Ben Gow, the CEO of the Water Age Council, he joins me on the line. We get to talk rail trails. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Ben, there is a proposed rail trail to go and link the Cabernet of Coonawarra to the caves in Narracourt. How did the idea come about?
I guess it started back in 2015 when all seven councils in the Limestone Coast developed a master plan of trail networks, which run all through the Limestone Coast. As everyone would know about Gambia, I've already commenced their element of it with some really good walking trails down the old railway line. We've been pursuing this as part of our strategic plan for the last 5 years. And then late last year, the Premier announced his plans to join Adelaide and Melbourne through a series of trails, a bit like the Heisen trails up through the Flinders Ranges. Obviously going to take generations to build, but we think this is right in the sweet spot for that master trail. So it's been brewing for quite some time.
And Ben, it means that you guys are in prime position to take advantage of everything the state government wants to achieve.
It is, I guess we've been working very closely with Narracourt Lucindale. We put a submission into the state government late last year. We're still waiting to see how that one goes. But in the interim, we've had some grant money from the federal government, and we'd like to thank the efforts of our local member Tony Passon, and we're going to put some of that money towards the Penola to Coonawarra trial, and we'll be starting fairly soon to tender to get that built.
And any ideas how long the project's going to take to come to fruition?
We've got it broken into four stages. The first stage will take it from the northern section of the bypass where the rail corridor joins the township of Penola, and we're going to run it north with this federal money as far as we can go once we tender for it. But eventually, that'll be the first two stages that we have funded at the moment, and that'll take it roughly to Rymal's. From there, we want to connect across to Fatherwoods Park, where we'll then pick up and join the Narracourt Lucindale pathway all the way up through the caves to Narracourt. And they're still waiting for funding, but the plan is to connect at that point. And then the final phase will be to connect from the bypass back through Penola and then down through the walking trails. We've already got at Greenrise, and eventually connect to the southern rail line back down through Grant Council to Mount Gambier. But that stage is probably going to take a few decades to get funded.
Hey, Ben, I cannot wait for the first stage of the project to get underway. I think it's a really cool thing that you guys have been doing. Obviously, a lot of work's gone on behind the scenes to bring this to fruition.
Yep, it's been working with the local Vignerons, very passionate members of the Penola community who have walked the Camino trails in Europe. There are already some tour operators that we know of who are coming up the rail corridor through Kalangadoo and up to Penola, and it's already been coined the Aussie Camino. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to this next phase of that project.
Ben, great to have you on the radio this morning, mate. Good luck with everything that's happening for the rail trail. We'll catch up soon. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Ewan. See you soon.
On 963 Triple M, Ben Gow, CEO of the Wattle Range Council, having a chat to me this morning. Great things happening between the Wattle Range Council and the Narracourt Lucindale Council.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.